We're going to ask Janice to come up now, and she's going to do her testimony.
I was supposed to be on after lunch, and I thought, oh, that's a really tough gig. No one ever wants to talk straight after lunch because everyone goes to sleep. So did I mind coming up now? I went, well, whatever. My testimony. My salvation testimony. Tim, can you put that scripture up, please, in Proverbs? Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear from the Lord and depart from evil. I could probably just sit down now and let it go, but I'll expand a little bit. I feel truly, truly blessed. I'm a country kid, basically. Grew up on a farm. My mum died when I was fairly young, 5 years old, and my father knew nothing about the poultry industry, so it was a tough gig, to say the least. And some 50 years ago now, because I was only a teenager at the time, so I have lasted, I was in a family situation where a lot of my relatives were nominal Christians or nominal nothings or hypocrites or atheists or you name it. But my second stepmother was a very devout woman, and she was awesome. Absolutely the most wonderful woman ever. And how she ever put up with my father, I will never know, but she did. And through circumstances, like Belinda was saying about leaving a farm because of circumstances, we too, with this is in Auckland, poultry deregulation and things, we had to move. And the irony of it all, and I guess time and time again over the years, I've learnt how the Lord is looking after you, basically. Whether you choose, you've got free will choice, but whether you choose to acknowledge it or do anything about it is entirely up to you. And as a kid, I didn't know what was going on, but my father was more of the atheist leaning because he never got over my mother dying. And but it was through him and people he had known that we ended up buying a property and moving. And they had become spirit-filled Christians. And the lady in the house had actually been healed from rheumatoid arthritis. And this was a lady who, in her mid-30s, was so ill she used to have to sleep with braces on her legs so her legs didn't bend during the night. And the Mad King boating family, and the sea had to be perfect before she could go out onto the water. But I ended up staying with this family, and only 2 doors away from us. And I found it really weird because they actually liked each other. And I wasn't used to being in a family where you did anything except work. You're on a farm, you work. You go to school, you come home, you work. You know, that's what you do. And that was normal. So here with this family was out scuba diving and, you know, water skiing, something I never mastered. And I'm watching this lady who's had rheumatoid arthritis, and she's water skiing and she's diving. And she still had the x-rays, and she used to pull out her x-rays and show the deformities. And I'm seeing this woman who's still got deformed hands, but she could do anything pretty much. Anyway, it was my stepmother who, as I said, was a very devout lady. She'd been brought up in a family in East Africa with a lot of missionary influences. She read her Bible every day. But then she started listening to what Faye was saying, and she went along and she got baptized. And she became spirit-filled, speaking and spoken tongues. And as a teenager, my logic was, this woman's never been wrong about anything, even when she's told me stuff I don't want to hear, because teenagers get told lots of stuff they don't want to hear. So why would she be wrong about this? And it was at that point that I started listening and was pretty stunned at what I heard. Still dragged my feet, because like my father, I was, and still probably am, incredibly stubborn. And I'd research everything to the nth degree. Anyway, I was finally baptized. And I was blessed that there are a lot of gifts that we can get. In my case, one of the most precious gifts I had is the Lord gave me that, the Holy Spirit, and manifest in the ability to speak in tongues. So I can pray when I don't know what I want to pray for. I've got no idea. I can at least just pray in tongues and go, Lord, it's all yours. Take it. You know, you look after my prayers. And over the years, I can say the Lord has really, really helped me. And that lean not to your own understanding. Like I said, I've always analysed stuff, and once I got back to it, I thought, oh, this is good, this is cushy, this is cool, everything's going to be just tickety-boo, and life's going to be an absolute blast. And I'd always preferred animals to people because, well, I just did, basically, because animals had no hidden agendas. You knew what you had, and, you know, and that was that. But, so I thought I wanted to be a vet surgeon. seemed like a good idea at the time. Now, I could not have bombed out more in the pre-exams if I had tried. I was a disaster. Everything that could have gone wrong in those exams went wrong. And I was, as a teenager, late teens, Lord, this wasn't supposed to happen. What's going on? You know, you were supposed to do this, this, and this. Again, it was this thing here, this brain, that was kicking in. And but I learned that there are always moments in time in the Lord that stuff happens that flip the switch. It's like a circuit breaker, or, you know, when your fuse box trips, you just flip that switch up and suddenly everything's good again. And on one particular day, that started to happen to me. And it took me on a slightly different path. I won't go into it because it would bore you to tears and take forever. But I ended up in an allied field, in a field I thoroughly enjoyed, working with wildlife, working in zoos. I got to do a course. I was in the first group in the Southern Hemisphere to have the opportunity to do. It's now a global standard. Just stuff happened. Amazing things happened over those years. Yes, I have an appreciation of what Noah went through on the ark. I'll admit that. And I've got a few things I want to talk to him about one day. Because working with wildlife has its challenges, shall we say. But the Lord helped me on so many occasions. And it wasn't that he solved a problem for me. He gave me the resources to deal with it. And it was things as simple as, and it's as clear as if it was yesterday, I'm standing in the middle of nowhere and I feel something tap me on the shoulder. Now, we were always practical jokers where I worked, so I thought somebody was having a go at me, and I had a 3/4-inch hose and I was going to turn around and blast them with this hose. And I spun around, nobody. It was like from here to the road out there, not a soul. But what I did see coming towards me was a potentially uncomfortable situation, which was a very upset hippo. And hippos will kill you, and she particularly, ironically, her name was Faith, believe it or not. And but by turning around at that moment, I was able to use the resources God had given me, aka my legs, to run and get out of that situation. Public were filming this. They seemed to think it was some game. You know, I'm laying on the ground trembling, saying, thank you, Lord. Because if I had not turned at that moment, I certainly wouldn't be standing here today. But just stuff over the years, life happens. Good stuff, bad stuff. I was at a function once, just a couple of stories, in East Africa, and like acknowledge the Lord, you know, he'll direct your path. And I'm standing there, and my uncle was a diplomat, and he spoke fluent Swahili, and he's explaining a safari we'd been on. And we'd had a couple of interesting events on that safari, including a blowout and a near rollover. We didn't roll over, but we could have. And 6 people had been killed on that same section of road the week before with exactly the same accident, type of accident. Anyway, I'm hearing the odd word that I understood, so I figured what he was saying to this government minister, Tanzanian government minister. And out of the blue, this guy turns and looks straight at me, like there's 3 or 4 of us, looks straight at my face, and he says, God must be with you, not to anyone else. Just, and I went, oh, well, yeah, actually he is, you know. But it was just that recognition in his eyes of the story he was being told by my very atheistic uncle, that the only way we could have got out of all the situations we'd been in, a riot, charged by rhinos, brought, you know, blowout tyres, that sort of stuff, was through God, just being there. Well, not yet. You'll come home one day, but just not yet. And just paths, you know. You stop at lights, for example, which happened to me, and the light went green. Now, normally, I don't hang around. Light's green, I'm gone. And I hesitated, enough to say, Lord, why don't I put my foot on the accelerator? So those seconds, it was enough for me to say those words, and a guy ran the red light, it was 80 kilometres an hour, I would have been totally history. But my foot just didn't go down. And I can just praise the Lord, I could go on and on forever, but I wouldn't bore you with that. Anyone wants any other anecdotes, happy to share them. But I have learned that nothing in your own understanding. I tell you, I only get in trouble when I let this thing kick in. You know, and when I try to rationalise it and reason it out, I had a challenge with cancer twice. well, two major ones, and even the specialists in Brisbane have got me on a list where they pass my phone number on to other people who are going through the same surgery so they can ring me to talk to me rather than to their social workers, because they said, oh, the way you handled it. And I'm going, well, it wasn't me. You know, and three times that's happened, and three times they have been women who had been in a fellowship and had slipped away a little bit and were looking to the Lord to help them through the process of what one had to go through for this particular type of cancer, because it's deemed a rare cancer. So that's, on three occasions, that's occurred from a third party, if you like, who've sent them to me. So, and even a specialist here in Cairns said to me, oh, would you mind if I keep your email and your number, so if I get anyone else like going through that, they can call you and talk to you. So, you know, just stuff like that. And 50 years, so many things have happened, like from that point of view, and you just look back and you go, well, I didn't get it at the time. I gave it my best shot, you know, like even jobs, you know, you apply for a job and say, Lord, this seems like a good job. I think it seems like a good job, but if you don't think it's a good idea, then that's fine, I won't get it. All I ask is you let me know quick that it's not for me, and then I'll move on to something else. And if it is for me, can you let me know quick too? Because I don't want to be waiting around wondering, have I got the job? The last job I had, which I had for 14 years, and I prayed that prayer, and I said, Lord, I know it's kind of a government job, and normally 3 weeks is a good time frame, 4 or 5 weeks. You know, I'd really like to know that 3 week time frame. I timed it. It was 20 minutes from when I got in the car to when my mobile went and I pulled off the road, because I don't talk on the phone while I'm driving. And the lady on the other end tested me for that. She said, I hope you've pulled off the road. I said, yes, I have. It was 20 minutes before they offered me a job, $10,000 more than had been the figure I had said I was going to accept. So, and again, it just, the Lord is just always there. But one final thing before we get onto the song, one of my favourite songs, is as a little tacker, before all this started happening, as a little, and kids are smarter than some adults think they really are. They see hypocrisy in adults. They see confused messaging. But I always believed there was a creator. And I can still see myself as a seven-year-old sitting down by a creek, looking up at the sky, talking to God. That's never left me. Or, you know, like somebody gave me some jewelry once that was the shape of a snowflake. And just the intricacy of if you just Google snowflake, the intricacy of a snowflake. You know, there has to be a creator. I even got slammed by a teacher once because she had to give me a B+ because I argued an assignment against evolution. And I backed it up with actual scientific papers, which drove her nuts because she had to acknowledge that I had actually argued a case on science, that it was a crock. And again, I just look around like, and, you know, he will, you know, direct your paths. I look at where I am now. There's no way I'd be here, but I couldn't think of anywhere where I'd rather be than right here. And I just praise the Lord every moment of every day.
Nothing compares to the promise that we have in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.